Eve is not well known in a race where 40% of potential Democratic primary voters still don't know the candidates. A recent survey puts her support at just 4%. But Eve says voters are just tuning in now for the election to be held in less than a month, and she's ramping up her campaign, buying airtime for ads and releasing a digital video. It features a quote from President Trump at a campaign rally in late July as Eve reads a passage from George Orwell's book, 1984.
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening. Not what's happening.
The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command.
Eve says she truly believes things really are that scary.
We are living sadly and frighteningly in Orwellian-like times, and that is why I am running.
Eve says the temporary Attorney General Barbara Underwood is doing a great job pursuing legal action against Trump, including a criminal case against the Trump Foundation, and she says she'd continue and expand that work. Underwood replaced Eric Schneiderman. He resigned as AG in May after he was accused of assaulting women that he dated. Schneiderman has said the incidents were consensual. Eve is the daughter of the influential former Buffalo Assemblyman Arthur Eve. He served 36 years in the Assembly. Arthur Eve rose to become Deputy Speaker, the first African-American to hold that job. Licia Eve, who graduated from Harvard Law School, has forged her own career, working for Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden when they were U.S. senators. As an attorney, she says she defended citizens' rights, including fighting for women in prison to be allowed to give birth without having to wear leg shackles. Eve currently lives in Harlem, where she's the vice president of governmental affairs at Verizon. Even though she lobbies for one of the nation's largest corporations, Eve says she'd happily pursue wrongdoing in the financial industry. One of her opponents in the primary, New York City public advocate Tish James, recently told the New York Times that she would not welcome the moniker the Sheriff of Wall Street, first earned by former Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. Eve says she's prepared to go after bad corporate actors and doesn't understand why anyone would equivocate about that.
The last thing that we need are corporations, whether in the financial services industry or outside of it, that are taking New Yorkers for a ride. And I would proudly wear the label of being the sheriff on Wall Street because I think it's critically important. We need to have faith in our financial institutions.
Eve also wants to make combating corruption in state government a priority. Former leaders of the legislature, as well as former close associates of Governor Cuomo, have been charged with corruption-related crimes, including bribery and bid rigging related to state economic development programs. Eve says it was a big mistake for Cuomo to prematurely shut down a Moreland Act Commission on Corruption.
In New York, unfortunately, we are the poster child. We are the poster child in the country for corruption. And as a daughter of two great public servants, that angers me so much.
Eve says she does not personally blame the governor, though, for the corruption, and says she plans to vote for Cuomo over his opponent Cynthia Nixon in the gubernatorial primary. Eve worked from 2011 until 2013 as Cuomo's chief economic development advisor, and she also remains a commissioner of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, where she was appointed by the governor. But she says she'd be independent of the governor if she's elected. Eve also faces Fordham Law Professor Zephyr Teachout and Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney in the primary. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.